1 Samuel chapter 19. Saul told Jonathan his son and all his servants that they should kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, liked David a lot. So Jonathan warned David, "My father Saul is trying to kill you. Therefore, please be careful tomorrow morning and find a hiding place and stay there. I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where you are, and I will ask my father about you and see if I get any information. Then I will tell you what I find out." So Jonathan spoke well of David to his father, saying, "The king should not sin against his servant David, because he has not done anything against you. His actions have been very good for you. He risked his life when he struck down the Philistine, and the Lord gave all Israel a great victory. You saw it and were happy about it. Why, then, will you sin against innocent blood by attempting to kill David for no reason?" Saul listened to the voice of Jonathan and swore, "As the Lord lives, David will not be put to death." So Jonathan called David and told him everything. Then Jonathan brought David back to Saul, and he was in his presence as before. Now there was a war again, and David went out and fought with the Philistines. He dealt them a great defeat, and they fled before him. Then an evil spirit from the Lord came on Saul, as he sat in his house with his spear in his hand. David was playing with a lyre in hand. Saul tried to pin David to the wall with the spear, but he slipped away out of Saul's presence. So Saul was left with his spear stuck in the wall. David fled and escaped that night. Then Saul sent messengers to David's house to secure it and to kill him in the morning. Michal, David's wife, warned him, "If you do not escape with your life tonight, tomorrow you will be killed." So Michal let David down through the window, and he took off and escaped. Michal took the household idol and laid it in the bed. She put a covering of goat's hair over its head and put clothes on it. When Saul sent messengers to capture David, she said, "He is sick." Saul sent the messengers back to watch David, telling them, "Bring him up to me on his bed so that I can kill him." When the messengers entered, only the idol was found in the bed, with the covering of goat's hair on its head. Then Saul said to Michal, "Why have you deceived me like this and let my enemy go, so that he has escaped?" Michal answered Saul, "He told me, 'Let me go, or I will have to kill you.'" Now David fled and escaped to Samuel at Ramah. David told Samuel all that Saul had done to him. Then he and Samuel went and stayed at Naioth. Saul was told, "Look, David is at Naioth in Ramah." So Saul sent messengers to capture David. When they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing there as their leader, the Spirit of God came on the messengers of Saul, and even they prophesied. When Saul was told about it, he sent other messengers, and they also prophesied. So Saul sent messengers a third time, and they prophesied too. Then he also went to Ramah and came to the great well that is in Seku. He asked, "Where are Samuel and David?" Someone answered, "They are at Naioth in Ramah." So he went to Naioth in Ramah, and the Spirit of God came on him too, and he walked on prophesying until he came to Naioth in Ramah. He stripped off his clothes, and he prophesied before Samuel, laying there naked all that day and all that night. That is why they say, "Is Saul among the prophets?"